I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Real Ghost Stories Online. She grew up in a home where something never felt right, but what unsettled her most was how she always seemed to know when her sister needed her.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Welcome to the program. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Hi, how's everyone doing?
I do want to say something.
Yeah.
I'm really excited that you're getting married.
Okay.
And I am in the wedding as
is
Todd.
You both are, yes.
But you have given me anxiety because you mentioned I need a navy dress and I can't quit thinking about, well, what if I get the color wrong? What if my navy doesn't match? What if I stand next to Tom?
Well, we'll probably haul you out of the restaurant and
like,
the,
I'm
and
like,
say, fuck it. Yeah.
I got to find the right style and what is it in it? And I'm like, so I think I have to talk to you.
You're confused, Carol, because it's not navy blue. It's a navy dress. You have to dress up as a navy officer.
Yes, it's navy officer is what we're going for. We're going for a few good men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm coming
you can't
as
handle the truth.
The vows and everything around it are based on that movie.
That's the vow. It's going to be, you know, it's like comes to me like she does hers. I love you forever. This is wonderful. Tony, you can't handle the truth. Or can you say I do? And then there you go.
And then she goes off screaming and crying because she wasn't expecting that.
And then we all have a delicious steak dinner.
And then sing karaoke.
With DJs, yes. It'll be great. And fireworks.
Pictures are going to come out, and then there'll be people saying, yeah, she appropriated the navel look to make everybody, Carol, making everybody think she was in the Navy. And I'm like, no, I just misunderstood the assignment because Todd told me navel.
Navy. Yeah.
Navy.
Well, and here's the part. We're really going extreme with this. G.I. Jane is really... how far we're going with this because of me, because you'll have to match me.
You're going to look like we're in a cult.
Well, that's part of it too. It's a Mooney G.I. Jane thing we're going for.
I look like the Mooney because that would be comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, what I'm going to wear, Carol, I'm going to look like the guy in the Cracker Jack box, just so you know. So be ready for that. Of the bell-bottom white things on and the little hat. It'll be great.
Schoolboy navel look.
Yep.
handing out little party favors.
Now, let me ask this. Is there going to be karaoke in any way, shape, or form over that period of time?
Over the, like, during the wedding?
Well, not during the wedding. Like
I'm during
not
the...
Yeah, during the celebration.
Yes, I would say that there's a high possibility that the day before here at Club Brewski, there may be karaoke going on in the room across from the studio.
Because Carol's worrying about a dress. I'm going through Elvis songs and determining what vocal range I can actually hit. I'm working on that.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. You're prepping well. I would say that's good. Yeah.
Little less conversation, a little more action, please.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Good choice. Yeah. And I've been going through various songs. I've determined that Father Figure has really creepy lyrics to them.
Yes, it does.
Holy Jesus.
I've heard it recently.
Sometimes love can be confused for a crime.
I actually work for a station that will not play that song because it's creepy. And it's, you know, that's a huge testing song, but
it is.
Yeah.
And I love George Michael, but it's like, holy Jesus. Like, I feel like that might've been one of those where the record company's like, you're going to fucking sing this. And I don't know. It's just like, God, I mean, but there's so many songs of that era that were very fucking weird and creepy. Yeah. I mean, look like Benny Mardone's End of the Night. Yeah. I know we've talked about it a gazillion times, but let's like, there's some weird fucking lyrics in that song. It's like, God.
She's 16. She's beautiful and she's mine.
There's so many fucking weird songs. Yeah. And they were like, I wonder how we got here. I wonder. Anyway. So yes, there'll be some karaoke at some point.
It'll be awkward when you sing Father Figure the night before your wedding.
It will. It's like, that's all I want. Something sacred in your eyes.
The breathiness takes it over the edge for me.
It's like. I think I tried to get one. That's not it. Where is it here? Where we go? It's a robot. Is this one better? Understand me. Oh, there we go. I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I will be your teacher. Anything you had in mind. Yeah. Till the end of
time.
So that's out for the wedding. So.
I will be your father. Put your tiny hand in.
Wouldn't that be a creepy fucking like song for a wedding? Like we've had some weird fucking songs at weddings. I remember there was a wedding Todd and me DJ'd in Ripon, Wisconsin, 20 some years ago.
More than that, but yeah,
there was. I forgot what the hell song they wanted, but we had to run across the street to Kmart and try and find it because they changed it last second.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. It was very stressful. Yes.
Yeah. Because it was like, oh, we were like, we don't have this fucking song because there's no internet. Like we had to like find a CD and I think they had it. I think we found it, didn't we?
Or I don't remember if we did or not. I remember being very stressed out by the whole situation.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we haven't really picked out any songs or anything like that yet, but I think karaoke would be fun. Maybe even at the actual wedding too. I think that might be. I got to find a DJ first. So if you can get your equipment back from the guy that stole it from you,
let me call Mike Enfeld up and see if he can.
But I gotta get that booked. I'm gonna give him a fucking log.
Here's your playlist.
Here's your playlist. Do it this way. No stress. Anyway. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a ghost story and hear it. Hi. How are you?
Hi, my name is Maggie, and I just discovered this podcast, which I'm super, super enjoying. And I was just listening to the one about the doppelganger twin sisters, and it made me think of my childhood. So I'll preface this by saying I am a medium, and so I think it plays a part to the amount of activity I experienced as a child. But I grew up in a haunted home, and I have a couple friends that I've grown up with that actually to this day tell me that either they didn't spend the night because they were too scared, or when they did, they were scared because of the activity. So it was a two-story apartment. The first thing that happened was we had a toy that was a Mickey Mouse toy that you could press parts of his body and he would say things. Hello, I'm Mickey. And that was his basic introduction. And so we would all be upstairs asleep and all of a sudden we'd hear it. Hello, I'm Mickey. So my parents took the batteries out because, you know, sometimes things go off, and it continued to happen. So they ended up throwing it away. And then I'm the oldest of two sisters. I'm going to just fast forward to the most intense thing that started to happen with me personally is when my youngest sister was born. She was very ill. She had kidney disease. We started to get a lot of activity in the home. I would see things in my closet. I kept seeing the face of a man that would just smile at me. And, you know, sometimes you think you see something and you turn your head and you look back and it's not there. That was not the case. So I would see this man smiling at me. He kind of was trollish looking, kind of rotten skin, like a greenish gray looking man. And I would just cover myself under my blankets, or I would actually go to my other sister's room. We each had our own room, but my second sister and I actually slept together quite a bit because of the activity that happened at night. And also my parents would sometimes find me asleep in the hallway. So anyways, I never know what happened with the green man. I just, we moved, and that was I will just say that was the only remedy for that house, is that we moved away. But what happened with my youngest sister was that I started to have nightmares and would actually start to physically feel symptoms of hers when she was sick. So there were quite a few times where I would wake up and call for my mom and say, I don't feel good. For example, a major thing that would happen a lot is that I would end up with a fever, and my mom would come check on me, and then my youngest sister would have a fever. And one of the most intense things that ever happened was that I had a nightmare that there was a creature, like a red type creature with like four long legs, and it was crawling on the wall above where my sister is. She was in her own room, but I could see it in my nightmare. And it was just bright, bright red, and everything just started to glow this red. And I woke up and I called for my mom and I said, something's wrong. Mind you, I was around 8 or 9 years old when these things started to happen. Apologies if I didn't preface that. So I was around 8 or 9 years old. This was in the 1980s, late 1980s. And it turned out that my sister actually had water seeping into her lungs. I don't know exactly the medical term for that, but at the time when my mom found her, she was having trouble breathing, and they ended up rushing her to the ER, and luckily she made it. She's still around today, but that house had so much activity, and there were oftentimes where, aside from having the empathic kind of experiences with my sister, I would be laying in bed and I would literally feel like somebody was breathing over my head. I would feel a breath over my head. And so I would cover myself with a blanket, which I know all of us children have done when we're scared. However, it didn't really quite work. I just couldn't feel it as intensely. And my other sister, my middle sister, never really felt too much. She remembers some experiences, but I think because I had my sensitivities and wasn't aware of them, perhaps I was more of an open vessel. And I look forward to hearing stories as I continue this podcast. Perhaps there's other people with sensitivities that have had these experiences where I feel like because you're open, and especially as a child unaware of it, you can end up unintentionally attracting spirits. So I hope my story was, I don't know if entertaining is the right word, but it was a very vivid, vivid childhood experience for me. I'm in my 40s now and still remember these things as clear as day. Can't remember why I walked into my kitchen, but I will never forget that man that I saw in the closet and the experiences that I had with my sick sister.
That did kind of make me laugh. She remembers all that, but can't remember why she walked into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Story of my life. What am I doing here? I came in here for a reason. Oh, yeah, that's right. She had, you know, that's interesting, like with her sister. And I do think there's a sisterly connection too, you know, especially with twins. But it's interesting. I think that she was able to sense her sister's pain.
Yeah.
Like, that's an interesting superpower to have. And I think she would be worried about her constantly. But the fact that she would help her in that way, like, that's pretty profound.
Mm-hmm. Her story with the red thing kind of climbing up the wall above her sister freaked me out quite a bit. No thanks.
What was that?
Yeah.
It got me thinking where she was talking with the dolls and stuff of the dolls of the 80s and 90s of where they would talk. And I was like, there were stories back then. And it turns out I think most of them were truly just urban legends and rumors. I mean, like the pull string dolls and stuff where they would say things or, and a lot of it, especially those where it wasn't like a record that was on there that was playing, where it was like a chip, early chips.
Yeah.
Because the compression of the audio was so horrible. It was hard to hear what anything was being said through any of it. But people would pick up different things and go and think, oh, my God, it's saying this or that. In my mind, I want to say there was like a Pee Wee Herman doll back in the day that was like accused of saying something horrible. I couldn't find anything specifically on it, but There's all different accusations against everything from Teletubbies to Tickle Me Elmos to all different toys saying horrible things. And I'm going to guess somewhere in there, there's a couple where probably there was somebody at the factory that was like, we're going to put this on the chip and nobody's going to really notice it. They're going to think it's this. And it's like really saying, you crazy bitch. They're like, oh, no, no, that's not what it's saying. It's hard to tell anyhow. It's saying goo goo or whatever, you know, goo goo, you crazy bitch. I don't know. But there's... those have always been kind of creepy to me.
And we've had a lot of stories over the years about people having dolls that are talking that shouldn't be talking. Batteries aren't in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. And we had one recently like that.
Well, I had a toy when Harper was a kid that I liked to play with. I liked those puzzles where you put the little pieces into it, and I would take it from Harper and I would play with it myself. And it was one of my favorite. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But also
surprised me. We were going with it.
Right. Me too. It's like, okay, this is odd, but it is Tony. So let's just listen.
It was one of those things where, you know, you put like the puzzle piece into the thing and it was like emergency vehicles. It's what it was. It was like a ambulance and a fire truck and all different shit. And then it would make the sound effect. It was like a Doug and Melissa toy or whatever. And you put the piece of wood in there and it fits this thing and it makes the sound effect. It was in the toy box in our house in Wichita, and it's magnetically triggered. So when you put the piece in there, it does it. However, I discovered that when I flipped a light switch in that house, it also triggered it.
Oh.
And this thing's in the toy box. It's like, so there was some not very well grounded electricity, I think, in that house.
EMF.
That it's triggering that. Cause it was like, why on earth? Cause it'd be weird. I'd be coming upstairs and I'd flip this light on and I hear sirens upstairs. What the fuck?
That's
and it's
weird.
Like, wasn't, and I'm like, oh, it's her toy. But Harper's like in her crib, you know, at the time. So nobody's playing with the damn thing. And then I was like, well, this is weird. And then I discovered, if I flip this one switch, that toy goes off.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That house was so interesting. I liked it, but it was built by a guy who thought he could build houses and thought he was a contractor. And there were so many things that he did backwards and wrong in that house that I had to fix. I'm sure the electric beyond the walls was another one of them that I just never eventually got to. So, It didn't shock me at the end of the day when I look back on it that there'd be something wrong with that in that house.
I can think of one guy that was an engineer for our stations, and every time he would wire up audio somehow, it would be out of phase or mono when it should be stereo. Every time.
We were on the air but off the air for like 3 days one year. Because it was out of phase, you couldn't hear it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It was there, but it was lost in the phasing of the audio and stuff like that. And it would be like, you know, you make a mistake and then you go, okay, well, I did that wrong. I'll do it right from now on. Every time he hooked up audio, it was out of phase.
Yeah.
And he kept his job.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. His engineers are hard to find. We'll take a bad one.
Yes.
It was disturbing. It was sad. We had it kind of to a good place for a while. Cause there was another engineer that we had that did a really good job with stuff and he had it right. You had just left and then we got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And then and our other engineer friend who knew what he was doing was also gone by that point. And we were rewired by the bad one and nothing ever worked the same again. It was just like, it was shit from there on out. And we had it like so dialed in to sound so good. And then it was like, well, that was nice. Let's go to another ghost story call at 855-853-4802.
Hi. Hey, my name is Jess. It all started back whenever I was in Germany. I went to go visit some concentration camps and got a little lost. Well, I had to go to the bathroom, so I figured I'd pick a good place to stop and go to the bathroom. Turns out it was the place that we were looking for. Well, later that night, I was sleeping, and I woke up and saw this really tall, dark figure and towards my closet area of my barracks room. Couldn't see through it. Had the outside moonlight to where you would see my closet and the doorway and so forth, but saw this very tall, dark figure. So I closed my eyes, tried to shake it off, and then opened my eyes again to look, and it was still there. Closed my eyes again. Okay, whatever. Sleeping. Just part of my dream, whatever. Opened my eyes. It was there. Repeated that process. Again, it was gone. I come back to the States. I'm living in Texas, and I see it at my parents' house. I go to bed one night. I wake up, and I see it's a little different looking, very demonic looking. That I swear had backward legs, where you know the knees would go in the wrong way. Standing at the foot of the bed, long fingers. It never really moves. It doesn't talk. Just stands there, just very tall, powerful presence. I get this dreadful feeling. I panic, wake up, trying to shake my wife awake, tell her that it's there. By the time I get her awake and get myself together, it's gone. Now, I thought that this was sleep paralysis or whatever, but I'm moving the whole time. I'm talking, I'm thinking. I never actually interact with it. Time goes by, and I see this same figure again. Whenever I was in a different area of Texas over in Fort Hood, went to lay down to go to sleep and wasn't even really asleep yet. Just got this bad feeling and saw it. And again, this thing just keeps following me and I haven't talked to it. I haven't said, go away. I don't want to, I'm scared to open up any kind of line of communication with it because I don't know if something else is going to happen. But I know I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm just trying to understand what it is or why something may be following me. I mean, I've seen it probably a total of 6 times now. It just thinking maybe y'all could help me understand why something like that would show up, or maybe what I should do, just keep ignoring it, or should I just tell it to go away, or just any advice is great. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
So do you think he had some kind of attachment? I didn't totally understand the very beginning of that, but there was something to do with barracks in Germany and all that. And then seems like after that experience, he started having this other rather terrifying experience more than once. Do you think it was some sort of attachment?
I do. And it sounds like it was, and maybe my understanding of the story to start with is off a little bit, but he went to concentration camps.
Yeah.
And my question is this: in really horrible places like that, is energy created that can create some sort of really evil entity that doesn't exist in our own, but like it actually creates its own thing? Yeah. And is this thing maybe following him somehow and sticking around?
Why that would make sense. There was some really evil, evil energy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just one person. And then the collectiveness, torture, and the sadness and the death and all the stuff that would go with that.
I've never said like I'm as sensitive to anything, because I'm not. I'm empathic, but I'm not really super sensitive, I think, to that stuff. But I've been to the Holocaust Museum in DC. Has anybody ever been there?
No, but I've got friends who've been there. Yeah.
It's obviously dark. You know, and there's the sadness there, but there's like a darkness. I mean, there's like, it's beyond just like the sadness and a memorial and a, you know, the sorrow that you have like at a mausoleum or something, you know, it's on full display. I mean, there's so many things. Like you literally walk through the gates of Auschwitz. They're literally there. Right. You go through a boxcar. There's a hallway where on each side of you is shoes. And they're real. And there is a dark presence beyond anything I think anyone can speak of in that building. And I mean, I don't know if it's just, I'm sure I'm not the only one to feel that, but it's dark. And it's not the souls of the people that were murdered. It's I think the intent of those who did it.
But how do you, if you were to get an attachment at a place like that, and I could see how you could, mm-hmm. how do you get rid of it?
I don't know.
I know he's not communicated with it because he's afraid that that's going to somehow engage this thing. But
I understand.
Yeah. I would, you know, I don't know if the guy's religious at all, but he may want to get a religious leader involved, a pastor, a priest or whatever, and see what they can do about it. But sounds like he's had a couple of instances since his visit to Germany where this thing has kind of shown up. So yeah. I would do something. I wouldn't live with that.
Yeah.
I will leave us on this. I recently have come across a YouTube channel that I had years ago that has some old bits on it. You've been asking for them. I have found some. I need to go through my box of reels because there's a shitload of stuff on there that has not been heard in forever. How would you like to hear me prank calling my mom and telling her I'm in jail?
Yay!
Yes, I want to.
Let's take a listen. There's a comedian that's playing the part of the officer, by the way, who was at Duffy's Pub that night.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. May I please speak to Peggy?
This is Peggy.
Peggy, hello. My name is Neil Stauffer. You probably know me. I'm an officer downtown.
For what?
I'm an officer here in Fond du Lac. Probably. We had some trouble with your son. I don't know if he told you last night or not.
He ran, the yellow light.
Yeah, we aren't angry. We don't want to do anything about this. But I got to tell you, he's got a smart mouth, your son. We listened to him on the radio. He was making fun of us. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's just something he does, if that's his act, his shenanigans, whatnot. We don't like it.
Oh, I'm sure you don't. And I agree.
I mean, we're the police department. And
I know. I agree.
We don't need him making fun of
us. She agrees.
I know.
What I'm saying. So what we did, we sent an officer over there who, and I've got to tell you, it's sort of a scared straight thing. We just want him to understand that that's wrong.
Right.
We've got him locked up over here.
You do? Yeah.
And we're going to need you to come over here and get him. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We would like you to come over here and get him out of here, because now he's smarting off to everybody. He's smarting off to Lieutenant Johnson. He's smarting off. You know, he's smart enough to Sarah Gross, who's just all she does. She's like a lady in the front office.
Sure.
And he's yelling at her. Is he always like this?
No, he's not. I'm sorry.
Is he a good young man? I mean,
yes, he is.
Why? What is the deal on this? You should hear the swear words.
Really?
Yeah. It's like one swear word
who
after
are you
another.
Talking to?
Oh, God.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
You want to cut that out? You want to cut it out?
Just one second. Is there any way I can have the phone? He can talk to me.
Would you like to speak with him, Peggy?
Can I?
Yeah, just one second. Here. You happy?
Hi, Mom.
Tony, you know you shouldn't have done it. We told you this morning not to do it.
Hey, Mom?
No.
Mom, you're the latest victim of Tony's touchstone terrorism.
That boy ain't right. Tony. Classic Mix, 96.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. And your poor mother.
Your poor mom.
Oh,
poor Peggy.
I know.
Oh, yeah, we told him, don't do that.
Oh,
I just thought that it was, I love the fact that they go back, we go to back to this and it's like, oh, it's totally fine that they imprisoned your son for like no reason. Like,
I would have loved it even more if she threw you under the bus. Yeah, he's just a horrible son. He does this kind of stuff all the time. I would have loved that.
One more. This is 2 minutes. Right. This is me calling the Beverly Hills Hotel to make a reservation for me and my party of goats.
Good afternoon from the Beverly Hills. Michelle, my assistant.
Yes, could I have the lounge, please?
Thank you for calling.
Just
Kristen, how can I help you?
Hi, Kristen. I'd like to make some reservations there.
Excuse me?
I'd like to make some reservations, please.
Okay, for when?
For next month on the 20th.
Is that a goat?
Yeah, it's my pet goat.
Oh, how cute.
Isn't he cute? I know, they're going to be joining me for dinner that night. Would you like to say hi to Melvin? I'll put the phone up by his ear. Say hi. Okay. Say hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. You're really going to bring your goat?
Yeah, that's the plan. They do.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Hello, how can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm making reservations for next month.
Okay, for how many people?
It'll be me and 5 guests.
Okay, and how big would you like the table?
We're just going to need like one table and then put the rest of the plates on the floor, the other four.
Okay, why should we put the plates on the floor?
Well, you see, the other guests, they don't sit in chairs.
Uh-huh, why not?
Okay, it'd be a table for me and 4 goats.
We can't take goats anymore.
Well, you tell that to the goat, okay?
Okay.
I'm putting the phone up to the goat's ear. You tell him that you can't.
I tell her. Please tell. Let's put the phone to the goat.
Okay, it's at the goat's ear now. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what's up, goat? Okay, no problem. I understand, but what can I do? No problem. Okay, that's cool. Listen.
Yeah?
I have to go. Why don't you give us a call tonight? Maybe we'll have some openings for the goats.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
He was a really good sport.
He was.
I love him so much.
That's a good maitre d' right there. Yeah.
To the goats.
We take no goats no more.
Oh my God.
As if they did it one time.
Well, maybe they did. We don't know.
I have one where I call a mattress store. I don't have it here. Where I called a mattress store. I got to find this damn thing. And I was Jay Steele. I was a director of pornographic videos.
How old are you at this point?
14, 16, 17. Yeah. And I asked the guy if he could jump on the beds at the mattress store so I could hear how firm they are, because we're going to be filming in their town soon and I need to get some new mattresses. And he does. He jumps on the fucking mattresses. And I go, oh, that sounds good. Like, you know, we're actually looking for an accomplice for,
oh my God,
for myself, Jay Steele. We have this one, Lexi and the Lesbian Quintuplets. And the guy says, and I will find this. He goes, I've never been asked that before. Oh, wait, no, I have.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Genius, but my old program director mind comes to me and I'm like, oh God, Tony, don't do this.
You already left when I was doing this shit. Like, this was Owens. God. And they were just like, let him do whatever the fuck he's going to do.
Jeez. Making me sweat over here.
I can't, like, imagine, like, employing a 16-year-old and trusting them to, like, not get me sued or, like, destroy my business. I really give Terry a lot of credit. You know, as an adult, retrospectively looking at this going, oh God, like you, like, wow. Like that's kind of crazy.
Next time you're in town, let's go and take him out and have a drink.
I think that would be wonderful.
As a thank you.
I agree. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes and all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcast or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. We'd love to have you as a supporter and getting all the extras. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I am Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.